Today's podcast is sponsored by Swagbucks. Find out how to get 14% cash back when you go Halloween shopping at select retailers by going to swagbucks.com/RHAP. Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cesternino with a special podcast here for you guys here early in the week. And I am back here together with my good friend, Josh Wigler. Josh, how are you doing this morning?
Happy birthday, Rob.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, we're recording this on Monday, October 20th. It is my birthday, and I thought that it would be a very fun thing to do, since I like to record podcasts on Mondays anyway, to get together with Josh and talk about some nonsense here with you guys today.
Yes, I was going to say, if you're going to be podcasting on your birthday, Rob, at least let's podcast about some nonsense, and it certainly sounds like that's what we're about to do.
Yes, that is what we're about to do. So I'll probably get this podcast up like late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, but what we wanted to do was, of course, Josh and I podcast about The Walking Dead over on Post Show Recaps, our scripted TV podcast, and we're both big Walking Dead fans, and since it's Walking Dead season and Halloween is around the corner, we did originally, about a year ago, we did a podcast, which we did a draft of which survivors would we want during the survivor zombie apocalypse to protect us.
Yes, and I'm very happy with my squad. My community is flourishing. Ozzy and James and Parvati, those guys are really getting along with Kim and everybody, even though you said they wouldn't get along. So everybody's doing really well on my neck of the woods.
Yes, and we were trying to come up with a new version of that, and Josh had said, well, should we do another survivor draft, say all of those people died? And I was sort of thinking about it, and then I heard this line from the episode last night.
I look around this room, I see survivors. Each and every one of you has earned that title. To the survivors.
Yes, they're all survivors.
Oh my God. I didn't really make that connection either until that moment. And then Abraham, like a hammer to the head, he has told us what we need to do today.
Yes, and so we said, just like Josh and I did a few months ago when we did Survivor Riverlands, and we basically cast a season of Survivor with Game of Thrones and played it out, today we are going to cast an entire season of Survivor with Walking Dead people and then play it out and tell us who would be the winner of Survivor The Walking Dead. And we'll come up with a better name for that, just like we did with Survivor Riverlands. And I'll also post the link to Survivor Riverlands and won't spoil it if you don't know who was the winner of Survivor Riverlands. So
hell of an ending, I will say.
Just for the record, we are going to spoil everything from The Walking Dead TV series. So if you are behind, if you are not caught up, then come back to this podcast when you are caught up. If you don't care about The Walking Dead, I think you will still enjoy what we're going to talk about. Even though you won't know who the people are, I think it will still be enjoyable. So just if you are not caught up to season 5, episode 2 of The Walking Dead here on October 20th, then there are going to be spoilers to follow. So don't get mad at us and don't say, oh, I walked out of the room when you gave the warning part. This is the warning.
And that's a pretty long warning. That's got to be what, like a 60-second warning at this point?
Extended.
Here, let's say it again.
Warning.
Warning. Warning. Spoilers.
Hold on.
Spoilers.
All right.
Walking. Go away.
No comic book spoilers.
No comic book spoilers. I'm good about that.
No graphic novel spoilers.
None of that. None of that.
But TV spoilers.
All right. So many TV spoilers.
So there's a lot of different parts of this conversation, Josh, to get into. And so the first part of this conversation is, what do we call this Survivor Walking Dead show?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the question. You want to build your season around a really good theme and a really good setting. We've had some good settings on The Walking Dead. We had the CDC. It could be Survivor CDC. It could be Survivor Herschel's Farm.
Ooh.
It could be Survivor the Prison. That doesn't have a great ring to it.
No.
Survivor Woodbury could work. Survivor Terminus.
Yeah, Survivor Terminus sounds like a season.
I think so. And it's recent. It's current. Even though Terminus has fallen.
What was
See,
the
there
name
you go.
Of
that's,
the...
That's your first spoiler.
the governor's setup.
It was Woodbury.
Woodbury.
But that's so season 3.
Okay.
Woodbury's gone. I think let's go Survivor Terminus. Or I would also endorse Survivor Herschel's Farm.
Let's say Survivor Terminus, just because that's the best name.
That's good.
Okay. So do the tribes live in Terminus?
Yeah, I think so. And Jeff Probst is a cannibal this season.
So when you die, you get eaten.
Yeah, if you don't make the merge, you get eaten. And if you do make the merge, you become one of the people at Terminus who eats the people who didn't make the merge.
Okay, so in Survivor...
Because you're on the jury.
In Survivor Terminus, so is it like... Is it almost like in like Survivor Guatemala where it's like the tribes are sort of like living like with Terminus in the background?
No, I think that they're living in... I mean, the camps are probably the train cars.
Okay, so you live in your train.
You live in separate train cars, your tribes.
What's the tribal council set?
It's the killing room that they almost killed Rick and Daryl and Gwen and Bob.
Well, no, I feel like tribal council should be like the room that has all
the
candles.
Room.
Yeah, that should be tribal council.
Sure. Totally, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the killing room is like one of like the big iconic challenge set pieces for Survivor or Terminus.
Yes, I think that's
the gross food challenge this season is going to be disgusting. It's going to be really bad.
Okay, let's talk casting now. Okay, and now before we get to actually people that we want to cast, we should talk about what is the theme of the season. I think that for the sake of us keeping everything clean, I think we should probably be looking at more 16 than 20.
Okay, that works for me.
And so
that works out because I think that there are really only about 8 female characters that we would be putting on this thing anyway.
Okay. And so let's start to talk about what kind of season do we want to cast. There's a couple different ways that we can go. And, you know, before we started this phone call, I said to Josh, do we want to talk about this on the show or do we want to talk about this now? Josh said, let's put it in the show.
Put it in the show. I think thinking on our feet is always good. Yeah. That's what they do in The Walking Dead. They always have to think on the fly.
They're thinking on the fly. Okay. So let's...
And you know, Rob, you and I would do so well in the zombie apocalypse based on our podcasting skills. So, you know, let's put them to the test. We gotta sharpen our swords.
Okay. Yes. Like Michonne.
And
so let's talk this through. And I think this will be fun to sort of have like all of the, you know, the storytelling exercise of how we made these decisions in the story. So, yeah, all right. So. I guess just off the top of my head, just throwing out ideas, we could do heroes versus villains.
Heroes versus villains we could do. The problem is going to come when we're dividing the tribes by gender, because I think most of the women on The Walking Dead are heroes.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to put Michonne in as a villain?
No.
Are you going to make Lori a villain because she was so mean to Rick?
Yes.
You are. Okay.
No. I would, but...
we'll... You know, is Tara a villain because she was working with the governor for a little while?
No. Yeah, we can't do heroes versus villains.
I don't think you could do heroes versus villains.
Okay. So...
You could maybe do like a young versus old theme.
Young versus old is interesting. So it'd be sort of like Survivor Terminus Nicaragua?
Yeah. What's the medallion of power?
I don't know. All right.
Eugene is the medallion of power. Whichever tribe has Eugene has a better chance of solving the zombie apocalypse. Because obviously Eugene's not going to be on the season.
Right. Young versus old is a possibility. We did brains versus beauty versus brawn in Survivor Riverlands. And that was fun. It made it easier to figure out sort of like what was going on as we sort of like role played our way through the season. But I'm not sure if brains versus beauty versus brawn is a fit for Walking Dead Survivor.
Well, I think we could absolutely do it. We would have to expand the cast a little bit. We'd have to go to 18 instead of 16.
Ooh.
But I think we could do it. It's not the worst idea.
Okay.
It is. We did just do Survivor Riverlands. So, you know, have the folks had enough of the brains, beauty, brawn theme? Maybe. Maybe that's something we want to revisit down the line at some point, perhaps. But maybe not today.
Here's another one that I was throwing around. What about a blood versus water season?
Ooh.
Do we have 8 pairs that we could do on our blood versus water season?
I think you do. I think you absolutely do. And I think it could be very fun because you've got the pairs that are, you know, that are actual blood pairs, you know, siblings. You've got parent daughter, parent son. You've got loved ones. You've got people in relationships. I think this could be the way to go, and it is topical, Rob.
Okay, yeah. I think I agree that I was thinking about this morning, and I think that blood versus water is the way to go. I'm not sure we can get to 8 but let's give it a shot. So, all right, here we go.
Well, listen, they certainly pushed the envelope on this kind of thing on the show, on Blood versus Water. So I think we can screw around with this a little bit.
All right, here we go. Survivor Walking Dead, Blood versus Water.
Oh my God. Survivor Terminus, Blood versus Water.
Survivor Terminus,
San Juan del Terminus.
Survivor Terminus, aka Blood versus Water 3.
Oh my God. All right. And you know, Blood versus Water, it's very appropriate.
All right. Rick and Carl, they've got to be on Survivor Blood versus Water.
Yeah, I think you got to have those guys.
Yes. All right. So
I'm warning you that the gender imbalance is going to happen.
Okay. Well, let's do that.
How do you feel about that?
Let's see what we can come up with.
Okay.
Okay. We may have to make some cuts maybe on the fly. Maybe we might have to like wing somebody, like maybe somebody in the Blood versus Water is best friends or something like that. We'll see. All right.
Cause you got to have Michonne on there, but who is she split off with?
It's a good question. Okay. Rick and Carl. And are we going to put them on separate tribes? Is that, that's how it works, right? On Blood versus Water.
I think that's how it works.
Okay. All right. Who else is going to Survivor Terminus?
Who's going to Terminus?
Blood versus Water.
You're going to have Daryl Dixon in the mix. And I think the question there is, are you getting Daryl and Merle as like the Dixon brothers? Are they like the Bushkowskis Christie brothers of the season of Blood versus Water?
Yeah. I think we're going to bring Merle back.
Okay. I think Merle's coming back.
Merle and Daryl. Okay. Yeah. Boom.
Okay. So we've got those guys.
Okay. So I think that Maggie and Glenn, they are dating couple. We're going to bring them in.
You can do that. I think that we're running up against the wall with the men. We're now already, we have our fifth man in the mix here.
Okay.
You could also do Maggie and Beth, sisters.
You could, but then we're going to lose Glenn. And to me,
you don't want to lose Glenn.
Yeah. I think Maggie, Glenn, we need the dating couple. Got to have that.
Well, you could have the dating couple with the governor and Andrea was one of them.
Yeah, the governor and Andrea, that's like the, you know, rocker and...
Yes. Yes, he's the Brad Culpepper of this season for sure. And Andrea is the Monica Culpepper, Julie character.
All right, let's do that.
So I think you got to have governor and Andrea.
Governor and Andrea. Okay, I like that.
I love myself some Glenn. I'd be good with having Glenn on here, but I think you also need to get we have to have a fair representation of the ladies here.
Are you saying you want to cut Glenn potentially?
I think potentially we have to, unless you have Maggie and Glenn and you have Herschel and Beth. You bring back Herschel and you've got a father daughter thing going on here.
Okay. That's interesting. Let's put Herschel and Beth on the alternates for right now.
They're the Candace and John Cody right now.
Right
to
now.
To somebody else's RC and RC's dad.
Okay. I think we can have a couple more.
Or the lesbian sisters, as Corinne calls them.
Well, you could have Tara and her lesbian girlfriend also.
Yeah, but you can't even remember Tara's lesbian girlfriend's name.
I almost can't remember Tara's name. I had to look that up before we did the podcast on Sunday night.
Found it.
All right. How about Rosita and Abraham? Is that another dating couple?
That is another dating couple.
Put them
is
on the
that,
alternates?
I think that they're on the alternates.
Okay. Okay. How about we have Sasha. We need Sasha.
Yeah.
Now, do you want Sasha with Bob as another dating couple, or do you want Sasha and Tyrese as brother and sister?
We have a lot of bruisers. We don't have a lot of one-legged people. You could kind of be like the Chad or Kelly Bruno of this season, be Bob. In which case, Herschel no longer really, you know, fills that role.
That's why he's an alternate.
Yeah.
Who would you rather have, Tyrese, or would you rather have Bob?
You know, I feel like Bob strikes me as the kind of guy who could end up having an invisible edit. You know, we're comparing Bob
on The Walking Dead or on Survivor?
On both. But we're comparing Bob to Kelly Bruno. I think he could be Purple Kelly. I think he could be Purple Bob. Let's put Bob on there. I think that's more fun.
Okay.
We've got strong people like Daryl and Merle and the governor. You know, give a guy like Bob a shot. Let's see how he does.
Okay. Bob and Sasha. Okay, so right and now we have...
He was really good at hiding his drinking, so who knows how he's going to be out there on the island. He's got some secrets, this guy.
All right, so right now we have a total of 10 people, and we have three women and seven men.
Okay.
Is that correct? Maggie, Andrea, and Sasha.
It's not a lot.
Yeah. I'd love a way to get Carol in there.
Got to get Carol in. Well, the way to get Carol in is to tie her to... You could have her and Tyrese.
And what are they?
They're like traveling road companion pals.
All right. Well, that's sort of stretching the...
It's a stretch.
Yes.
It's a stretch.
Yes. Could we bring Carol's daughter back?
Do we want to?
No. We do. We want to because we're nice people, but we don't want to bring them back for casting. Lynn Spillman wouldn't want to bring back Carol's daughter.
I would sooner bring back the little girl that Carol killed.
Lizzie. Lizzie and Carol. That would be a good...
I feel like you want Carol on this season. I think it's pretty good.
Okay. So we're trying to figure out a way to shoehorn Carol.
We need Michonne. I don't think those two really connect.
No. Who else is in the mix?
In terms of ladies or in terms of any
characters? Any characters.
Is Gareth in the mix?
I guess you could have Gareth and Tasha Yar, but we don't really know a lot about them. Gareth and his mom.
No, and Tasha Yar kind of sucks.
Yeah, she kind of... I don't even know if we would have Tasha Yar in Star Trek The Next Generation Survivor.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Which, what would be the way to go? How would we cast that season?
Oh, man.
What's that one?
Red shirts versus green shirts? I mean, that would certainly be buff color.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so you have red, the red tribe, the blue tribe, and the yellow tribe?
Yeah, I think pretty easily.
That would limit it to only Starfleet.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably the way to go.
Okay, all right. Well, that'll be my birthday.
You don't want to complicate things too much. You don't want Udo on that season.
No, Odo. Oh, yeah. Well, it's not Deep Space Nine Survivor.
I mean, I would watch that. That'd be pretty good.
On my birthday next year, Star Trek: The Next Generation Survivor. We'll figure that out.
That's great.
All right. So we have Dale.
We don't. We don't have Dale.
Well, I'm throwing people out here. What about Shane and Laurie?
Shane and Laurie is interesting. That's going to be a real contentious thing for Rick. Is really going to hate these guys.
Yeah,
that's gonna be like it didn't really play out much on the show, but that's like Rupert having baggage with Candace on the first Blood versus Water. That's going to be what's going on here with Rick and Laurie and Shane. He's going to be really mad at those guys.
Yeah,
so that's good for drama.
That would be good. That would be good for drama.
But what do you call them? Adulterers?
Well, at one point they were a dating couple.
They were a dating couple for a minute.
Yes. So they were a dating couple. So all right. So right now we have 10 people that are in the cast, and
we still have Abraham and Rosita.
Yeah, they're on the alternates
on the B list.
Herschel and Beth. Shane and Laurie. Michonne is out there. Carol's
and also, also to throw it out there, the Blood versus Water this season does have gender imbalance, which I don't like, and I wouldn't like to have happen here necessarily. But if we have to, we do what we have to do.
Yeah, I'd be thrilled if we could get it to 9-7. It's looking like we're probably going to get it to about 10-6.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like right now.
Yes. So let's see who else is out there that's in the possible. I'm on the Walking Dead wiki right now and looking for people, and I feel like we've covered a lot of the main people.
Yeah,
might be time to we have to dig deep.
I think we're gonna have to dig deep here. I think could you have Carol and. You know, if we wanted to get rid of Merle, you could have Daryl and Carol.
But
you don't want to get rid of Merle.
We don't want to get rid of Merle. Merle's good TV.
It's good TV.
And Daryl, when we have the Sumo at Sea Challenge, we want to see Daryl versus
Daryl versus Merle on that one.
Yes. And Merle with one hand. How is he going to be able to do that?
All right. Here's what we're doing. You ready?
Yes.
Herschel and Beth, you're coming to Terminus.
Herschel. Okay.
We've got them.
Because we need to sort of like, we want to have our young, good-looking women. Like, Beth is like, she's kind of like our Baylor of the season. That she's sort of like,
is that right?
She's not like, you know, one of these, like, she's not a Morgan or anything like that. But she's sort of like our, you know, 20-year-old that's going to be sort of like spunky.
Right. I think we're going to bring Abraham and Rosita for similar reasons.
Rosita's our Morgan.
Yes.
Because we need... Look,
not Morgan from The Walking Dead.
No.
She's our Morgan from Cagayan.
All right. Abraham and Rosita, you're going to Terminus.
Coming to Terminus.
All right.
And then I really want to find a way to get Carol in there.
Yeah, I think... Can we come up with some sort of way to...
You know, I'm fine. You know, first off, Carl is the only kid here. I would be okay with Carol coming to Terminus with Sophia. I would bring Sophia back out of the barn.
All right, well... All right, so do you want to bring Carol and Sophia?
Yeah, we're going to bring Carol and Sophia. They're coming to Terminus, and I have a feeling it's not going to work out so well for Sophia.
Sophia could be an early move. And then is there a way to shoehorn Michonne in there? Do we want to bring back Michonne's kid also?
Oh, brutal, Rob.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how do we...
That's a sensitive subject.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And besides, it was like a three-year-old. I don't think the three-year-old could play.
Right, what about Michonne's boyfriend?
What about Michonne's sword?
The sword is a person?
Could the sword be a player?
Who else has Michonne had any sort of interaction with?
Is Michonne's sword like the immunity idol this season, like Pearl Island style?
I guess it could be.
We'll see. I think we're gonna get some really good immunity idols out of like the Terminus theme with just like body parts.
If we could figure out somebody to bring in Michonne with, like, if Michonne and Andrea were... There was some question if they were a dating couple.
Oh, they were buddies. They were friends.
Yes.
So do we get rid of the governor?
No. We can't get rid of the governor. Is there somebody else we can send the governor with to Blood versus Water?
What was the name of that total weenus guy? Just like that total loser that gets zombified and eats Andrea alive.
That guy's name was Milton.
His name was like Melvin, right?
Milton.
Milton. You mean Melvin, right?
No, his name was, according to the Walking Dead wiki, his name was Milton.
Uh-huh, sure. I believe you.
I think if you name your kid Milton, I think you sort of like predetermine his destiny for being the governor's weenus guy.
You could bring the governor and Tara together, maybe. Although he wasn't dating Tara.
What was the name of the girl that Tara's sister that was the governor was dating?
It was Lily.
Lily.
Yeah.
You want to bring her with the governor?
No.
And then Andrea with Michonne.
Well, you know what? Let's bring Andrea and Michonne together. That's easy. That's an easy choice for me. And then it's just a matter of, listen, is the governor just like so 2 years ago? Like so last year?
No. Look.
You're not willing to get rid of
listen,
the governor.
Listen, John Rocker was so 15 years ago, and we brought him on the show, and we brought in Julie just as, like, Monica Culpepper was not a Survivor All-Star, but we brought her back because of Brad Culpepper. And the governor is just as good TV as Brad Culpepper or John Rocker, if not better.
That's a fair point.
And so you need the governor on the season. He's good TV, and whoever he is, his plus one, will do it. And I think that Lily would be a good person to bring in.
All right, she's going to be dead in like 5 seconds.
She's a nothing character, but I think that it's worth it to bring. Could you imagine when her and the governor go to the Heroes Arena?
Oh, man.
Lily, I'm sorry I have to do this to you.
I have to send you to Exile Island, Lily.
I'm sorry.
Is that my Vampire Bill impression?
Lily.
He's pretty close. All right. I guess the governor and Lily are coming to Terminus.
All right. So that's our cast right now.
All right.
All right. So let's just take a look at the male-female balance. Rick. So, okay. So the
List
women.
List them out. List them out, Rob.
All right. Here are the women that we have right now. So Lily, Sasha, Beth, and then we have Maggie. We have Rosita. We have Sophia. We have Andrea and we have Michonne, and that will get us to
we have Carol as well.
Oh, and Carol. So is it 9-9? Did we do it?
I think we did it.
We did it. Oh my God. All right. Maggie, Lily, Sasha, Beth, Rosita, Sophia, Michonne, Carol, and Andrea.
We did it.
Okay. So now we have to sort of split up these tribes.
Well, do we want to talk about any snubs?
Who got snubbed?
Who didn't make casting? Shane and Lori did not make casting.
Yeah, but that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Shane's too far back.
Tyrese is a big snub.
Tyrese is a big snub. But you know what? I'm getting the sense that Tyrese is not cut out for Survivor.
Yeah.
He's a real sensitive guy.
I could see Tyrese pulling an Austin also and not wanting to play anymore.
He's just not prepared for the elements.
He's like, I didn't know it was going to be this hard.
Yeah.
So
my body's just given out.
Yeah.
My body's my temple. So
Tyrese, go home. All right. So
Dale is a snub. Maybe not really.
Not
I think
borderline.
Tyrese is the only major snub.
The only major snub. I think that's
You can make an argument for Shane and Lori.
T-Dog.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of T-Dog. T-Dog's used to getting snubbed.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And I think Melvin got snubbed as well.
I believe his name is Milton.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure he's Milton.
All right.
Oh, or is it Muffin?
Is it Muffin?
Was it Muffin or Milton?
Milton Muffin, I believe, is the full name.
Okay, and I think that's probably it on the...
No love for Father Gabriel?
Gabriel, he's too new.
Too new?
He's too new.
Yeah, you can't use Father Gabriel yet.
Yeah, and we don't know if that's what we should really be calling him.
It's a great name.
Yeah, it's very
Father
good.
Father Gabriel?
Father Gabriel. All right, so I think that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'm happy with this. All right, yeah, so how are we dividing this up?
Okay, so I listed them in order here. So let me just, here's what I have just from the two names that I put in any order, just to split them up. And then you tell me if this sounds fair or not, if we need to switch anybody. Okay, here's Tribe 1 and Tribe 2. We should come up with Tribe names also. All right, Tribe 1.
We will in a second.
All right, Tribe 1, I've got Rick, Merle. Let me give you the men and the women. Okay, so here's the men. Rick, Merle, the Governor, Bob, Herschel. We got two one-leggers on this tribe.
Oh, this is already no good.
Abraham seems a little stacked as far as the men go. And then the women on this tribe are Maggie, Carol, and Andrea. So that's a 6-3. So we could definitely have to switch the men and women around.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You have this wrong.
Okay. I'm just telling you, this was just at first blush. This is I just put one person on one side. There was no method to the madness.
Bad blush.
Yeah. The other tribe has Carl.
Yeah.
Daryl.
Yeah.
Glenn. And then we have the rest are all women. We have Lily, Sasha, Beth, Rosita, Sophia, and Michonne. So what do we want to do? We want to send our weakest women, I think, to the other tribe and send those strongest men back.
I think we also want to split up. I think there's some stories that we want to be telling here. Like, do you want to keep Merle and the Governor together? And do you want to keep Rick and Daryl together?
Well, here's what I was thinking as far as doing this. Like, I don't think that we should do this within the context of the Walking Dead world where they already have had these things. Like, I think we should think about this like in a world where these people never met each other.
You don't think that they've seen each other's seasons before, Rob?
I don't know. But they're all stars also?
Yeah, they're the most popular people in the zombie apocalypse. I mean, nobody remembers Lily, but...
What I was thinking was that these people, like, the family members have had their interactions with each other, but, like, they don't, like... Because the Governor, there's no way he wouldn't be the first one voted off. They would say, well, like...
There's no way the Governor's the first person voted off if he's on Rick's tribe.
Why?
I think you're limiting the possibilities. I think baggage comes to the table. Here.
Okay, so you want everybody to know everybody else's business.
That's what I think is what's most fun about Blood versus Water, when you know who John Rocker is, or you know who the Twinnies are, or on the first season when people knew other people by their Survivor games. I think that's one of the fun things that Blood versus Water brings to the table, and I don't think we want to lose that here.
All right, I'm of two minds on this. I'll go with your gut on this, but I'm a little concerned just because I feel like it's going to really hurt the Governor's chances.
I don't know, not necessarily.
Okay,
depends on how we split the tribe.
Hey, and Jeff Probst would say, hey, maybe the Governor is somebody you want to take with you to the end, because you know nobody's ever going to give him the money.
It's right. That's right. Ropes really might just sell you on keeping the governor around for a while.
It's like there's some media junket, and it's like, Jeff, how do you explain Survivor casting somebody who has proven himself to be a real genocidal lunatic who has murdered, scores and scores of people and has proven to be an untrustworthy and unscrupulous person? Like, hey. I'm not rooting for him. I don't get to control who, if the governor gets voted out or not. That's up to them. That's up to them. So what they want to do. All right. Jeff Probst is spinning this and the governor is there and everybody knows who he is. All right. So let's send some of the women over to the other tribe. I think let's start with a Carol Sophia swap.
Okay.
All right. So now Sophia is on tribe one. And Carol is over there. We also need to switch some men and women around. So you want to switch over. Here are the men, women, people. Maggie and Glenn, do you want to switch? Oh, no, that doesn't work.
All right. I've got this. I think I can split the tribes. You
all
ready?
Right, all right.
Because I think you want Rick and the governor away from each other. I think you want Daryl and Merle away from each other.
Sure.
You got to split up Bob and Herschel.
Yes, each tribe should have one of them.
They each should have one of them. And then I think you got to split Sophia and Carl. Both tribes have to have a kid.
Okay.
And I think whichever tribe has the male kid should have the extra man. And whichever tribe has the young lady shall have an extra lady. So these are the tribes that I've come up with. You ready?
Okay, ready. All right. Let me just get another piece of paper out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Go for it.
So we've got Rick.
Okay.
Daryl.
This is all one tribe.
One tribe. Rick, Daryl, Blue Sky Bob.
Bob.
Glenn. Beth. Sophia. Lily. Rosita. And Michonne.
Okay.
All right. And the next tribe, this is the Woodbury tribe. I don't know what the name of the first one is.
Okay.
The Woodbury tribe is the governor. Merle, Herschel, Carl, Abraham, Carol, Andrea, Maggie, and Sasha. What do you think?
It sounds as good as anything to me.
I think it works. I think you've got some drama here.
Yes. Okay.
You've got some Governor Andrea drama going on here. I think it'll be fun.
I think it'll be fun. All right. So how do you want to format the season? Like what I would like to do is sort of follow the path of a former Survivor season. Like if we took like these original Survivor Blood versus Water and those were what the challenges were and the swap and all that stuff. And we sort of like went by a season that's already exists.
Yeah.
But then we could just like flip a coin for immunities and stuff like that.
So we're not going to judge from a Blood versus Water season in terms of challenges necessarily.
Right. So we'll use the original Blood versus Water as the template.
Do you want to go with... So we've got 18 people, so we want to talk about a great 18-player season. I could think of two off the top of my head. We could do Vanuatu, which I think had a good twist, had a good way of splitting up the tribes halfway through.
Okay.
Or we could do Palau and have two people cut immediately that we haven't even named, like Tyrese. Tyrese is dead, and let's call it Lori is dead.
Well, I think that's going to be a little trickier if you were going to follow Palau blow by blow because
then it's just going to be a blowout for one.
Well, one, yeah, and also the teams got drafted. So we could either go by Vanuatu and sort of do the challenges that they did and get the rewards that they got.
Let's do that.
It is the 10-year anniversary of Survivor Vanuatu.
It seems appropriate. Seems perfect.
All right. So
Islands of Fire of Blood versus Water.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. All right. So
San Juan Delta.
All right. Survivor Vanuatu. Now, Josh, do we want Redemption Island or Exile Island?
Oh, I think, Let's stick with what's working right now. Let's go with Exile Island.
I agree. And that's going to get too complicated to have Redemption Island duels.
I think so.
All right. So we're going to start, and we have our two tribes come out. And what do you want to call one tribe? Woodbury tribe,
right?
And then what do you want to call the other tribe?
The prison. That's terrible.
Yeah. Let's see. Rick's people.
The Ricksters.
The Ricksters.
I don't think so.
You got Rick, Daryl, Bob, Glenn, Beth, Sophia, Lily, Rosita, and Michonne. You want to just call them like the Atlanteans?
Sure. Atlanteans versus Woodbury.
All right, the Atlantean tribe. That sounds almost like a tribe name. Okay. Atlanteans.
That actually does sound like a tribe name.
And Woodbury. So we go into Hero Arena in the middle of Terminus, and we meet everybody, and we say, all right, here we go. Survivor Blood versus Water 3. And so we see our tribes, and everyone is their loved ones. And now, who is the person that's sort of like the mouthy person who wants to volunteer to go into the Hero Arena duel first?
For which tribe?
Just like in the Survivor Blood versus Water this season, you had Jeremy, who was sort of like, I don't care, put me up.
So who won Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Let's
give it to Woodbury, because I think Merle is ready to do this.
Merle is ready to go, and the first Blood versus Water challenge is Merle versus Daryl.
We've got a Dixon brother. Probst is pumped up. This is exactly how he wants it to go.
Okay. And so what is the reward?
The spirit stone.
The spirit stone.
Aren't they climbing towers to get the spirit stone if we're going by Vanuatu?
Well, I think we gotta. Well, see, this is the complicated thing. Let's at least make it the duel that we saw this season.
Sure, fair enough.
That Jeremy and Val did in the first episode.
So they're playing for Flint.
Okay, playing for Flint. Daryl versus Merle, and you gotta imagine that Daryl's gonna win this thing. I mean, Daryl knows how to use a crossbow. Merle only has one hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of knot untying, and Daryl has two hands, so I think Merle's pretty toast. Although, if Merle's got, like, his knife hand on, is he just ripping through those knots? I still think that he has trouble when it comes to, like, hooking the thing and dragging it back.
Dig, Merle!
Dig, Dixon!
All right, so they end up with Daryl ending up winning reward for his challenge, and Merle is going to go to Exile Island. Who does Daryl send to exile with Merle?
Oh, that's a good question. Who does he trust or not trust here? Who does he trust to keep Merle safe? Who's going to get that fire going for Merle?
Well, I do feel like it would be in Rick's character to volunteer himself to go there with Merle so that nobody could influence him. You could also send Glenn. Glenn might be a good choice to send to exile with Merle.
Oh, God, that's going to be really awkward really fast. Glenn doesn't care for Merle, and Merle doesn't like Glenn's people.
Yes. That could be a way to go. You're not going to send one of the women.
No, not this time. I think Glenn's going to exile.
All right, Glenn and Merle go to Exile Island. All right. So, meanwhile, everybody is going to have their camp life and everything is going on for the sake of time. Rather than go into the story, do you want to see who's going to win immunity and sort of then spend the time with the tribe who is going to have to go to tribal council?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to flip the coin.
Besides, Herschel already broke his glasses to start the fire. We already know how that goes.
Yes. I'm going to flip a coin. Heads is for the Atlanteans winning immunity, and tails is for the Woodbury tribe winning immunity. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. And it is tails. Woodbury wins the first immunity challenge, which, according to Survivor Vanuatu, was... What? It was like a balance beam, right? And who was the Chris? Who was the? Was it? Was Bob the Herschel?
I think Bob is the Chris of.
He could not get across the balance beam.
Bob could not get across the balance beam, which bodes well for Bob's chances, perhaps in the end game here. But yeah, Bob just couldn't do it.
Okay, he could not get across the the balance beam, and unfortunately, Bob cost the Atlanteans the immunity challenge. Okay, so now let's talk about alliances here.
Yes, now it's tricky because Glenn, who you would think would be a power player on this tribe, has just been sent to exile. He's just coming back. He's just making these bonds for the first time. Do you think that Glenn is able to get back in with these? With these fellow Atlanteans, or is he going to run into some Val problems here?
Well, who got the clue to the hidden immunity idol?
I think that Glenn got the clue.
See, I think Merle got it and didn't share.
See, I think Glenn got it and Merle didn't even think to ask about it.
Oh, okay. So Glenn could have it. Could Glenn find a hidden immunity idol?
I think Glenn might have two hidden immunity idols.
Should we flip the coin to see if Glenn found the hidden immunity idol? He's
very good at foraging.
All right. So heads, Glenn got the hidden immunity idol. I dropped the coin on the floor, but it's tails. Glenn does not have the hidden immunity idol.
Oh, man. Now the question is, does he pretend like he has?
I don't think that's Glenn's character.
Glenn, so he just comes back, man, exile's tough. There's this clue. It's really hard to figure out. I couldn't find the idol.
Yeah, I think that Rick is definitely the Jeremy of this group where he's trying to get his alliance together.
All right.
So who is Rick recruited for the alliance?
All right. I think Rick and Daryl are good.
Daryl is in the alliance.
I think he's going to protect Glenn now that Glenn is back.
Glenn is in the alliance.
I think that he likes Michonne.
Michonne, okay.
So we've got four right now.
Yeah, I think Beth has got to also be in the alliance.
I think Beth is okay.
Okay.
You know, Beth's going to be okay because Glenn has a connection with Maggie and he wants to keep that family together. Right.
And what about Sophia?
I think Sophia is a child who's not bringing much to the table.
But I can't imagine Rick wants to vote off a child.
Well, I think that the four players in trouble on the Atlanteans are pretty obvious to me.
Yeah.
Bob, because he has one leg and just screwed up the immunity challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia is a child.
Yes.
Lily is the governor's girlfriend, and everybody hates the governor.
Rick doesn't trust her.
Doesn't trust her. And Rosita is just kind of there. I think Rosita's coasting.
She's like the Morgan.
Yeah. I think she's coasting through this round. But I think the question is, it's going to be Lily, Sophia, or Bob.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting rid of Bob, that hurts Sasha on Woodbury. Is that to the advantage of the Atlanteans? Or do they want to really hurt Woodbury and get rid of either Sophia, and that would damage Carol, who's a real power player,
yeah,
or Lily to get to the governor?
I think a couple of years ago, I think that Rick might have gotten rid of somebody who, you know, he would have probably tried to keep Bob around. But I feel like at this point, I think that Rick knows they can't keep going to tribal and they got to get rid of Bob, right?
Oh, man. So Bob's not going to have a Chris underdog story.
Do you think that's the way the tribe goes?
I think Survivor Terminus has just eaten Bob.
Bob, sorry. The tribe has spoken. What a terrible week for Bob.
Oh, Blue Sky Bob.
Yes. Oh, my God. What's
Goodbye, Blue Sky Bob.
What's the bright side of this, Bob?
He gets to go on a paid vacation.
Yeah.
Just kidding. He gets eaten alive at Terminus because that's what they do to the pre-merge contestants.
Oh, man. Do I get to do an exit interview with Bob before he gets eaten?
Yeah, and his answers to all of your questions are, please help me. Send somebody to help me. They're going to eat me.
All right.
They're going to eat me here.
We've got the first person voted out of Survivor Terminus. Bob, are you there?
Also be an awkward interview because he'd always be trying to kiss you.
Why would he kiss me?
Because that's the game he plays.
Every time he gets the right side right.
Yeah, and if you can't come up with a counter, he's going to kiss you on the face.
All right, fair enough. All right, let's go to the...
Like Dawson.
Just like Dawson. Let's go to the second episode, and now we got to pick two more people. So who gets the rock, paper, scissors right?
All right, we had Woodbury won the last one. I think let's give this to the Atlanteans.
Okay, and who are they going to volunteer to go into the challenge? What was the second duel on the Survivor... Blood versus Water 2.
The second duel on Blood versus Water 2 was
John Rocker.
The,
it was John Rocker that, versus that Julie.
That was the balance, right? That
yes.
was the balance your balls on a platform.
Yes. Okay, so who would they pick for this?
It seems to me like I think maybe Rick would do this. You know, Rick, if he's the Jeremy type, he's like, I'll do this. I got this.
I'll take this one. Okay, so Carl... It's Rick versus Carl, and I think Carl's got this.
I think Carl's got this, too. I mean, he literally just has to, like, walk in a straight line because he's short, mm-hmm. and Rick has to, like, you know, maneuver underneath these things.
Yes. Now, did the Woodbury tribe, did they lose the flint that they won in the... or they didn't get flint yet?
They didn't get flint yet.
Yes. Okay, so they didn't try to make a deal with Jeff Probst?
No deal with Jeff Pro.
Rick is going to Exile Island. Who is Carl sending to Exile with Rick?
Now, is this like good Carl or bad Carl?
I think he's good Carl right now.
Okay, if he's good Carl, then maybe he's sending like Herschel.
Herschel to go, like, because his dad will take care of him.
Yeah, and you know, they'll like have some bonding time. He doesn't want to send the governor over to Rick because he knows that could be explosive.
Yeah. All right, so we have Rick and Herschel on Exile Island. Who got the clue?
Coin flip.
Coin flip, okay. So the person that got, they'll share it no matter what, Rick and Herschel. Yeah. Doesn't even matter.
That doesn't really matter.
Okay. So they're going to share the clue for the hidden immunity idol. And so let's get to our Survivor Vanuatu immunity challenge, which is going to be, according to Wikipedia, the tribes were required to assemble a series of platforms from an observation deck.
Wow.
Yes. This is the blindfold challenge.
You love the blindfold challenge.
Yeah, this is the blindfold put a puzzle together.
Your favorite type of challenge.
Yes. Okay, and this is where Scout is the caller. So who's the caller for both of these tribes?
That's a good question. I think for the Atlanteans, do you have, let's see, is maybe Rick? I guess Rick has probably the biggest voice of the Atlanteans.
Yeah. Would you have Rick or Daryl?
I feel like Daryl is better at listening than giving.
Okay, so Rick is going to be the caller. Is the governor
the caller?
He's a real
Andrew Savage, this guy, just leading this tribe.
Yes, literally carrying the tribe on his back. Is the governor the caller?
I think you got to say, yeah.
And I feel like that he would be better in the blindfold challenge because he already is kind of half blindfolded.
Maybe Abraham, because he's like military guy. He's like the Sarge.
Yeah, Abe might be a better caller. All right, so heads equals Atlanteans win immunity. Tails equals Woodbury wins immunity. And Woodbury wins immunity.
Oh, my God. The Atlanteans are just getting annihilated.
Oh,
this,
my God.
Survivor Terminus, San Juan del Terminus.
The losing continues for the Atlanteans. And now they're going back to tribal. Okay. And now they have a decision to make. Now, Rick and Herschel shared the clue. Do you want to see if Rick found the hidden immunity idol?
Yeah, let's figure that out. Right. You have to keep in mind, he had, you know, his clue is better than what Glenn had.
All right. Heads is Rick finds the clue. Tails is he does not, or he finds the idol. And heads, Rick has the idol. All right.
He has the idol. Oh, this is a great season for Rick. He's really calling the shots here.
I've got the hidden immunity idol now. So he is the hidden immunity idol, and now he has to go back to work. He's almost sort of like a coach in Survivor South Pacific.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's got like this big alliance. He's got the immunity idol, and it'll be a question of if somebody is going to be the Sophie to sort of sneak in underneath Rick. And he's got to stop the bleeding also.
Sophia?
Is Sophia going to be the Sophie?
I think she's already on the outs. I don't think it looks good for Sophia.
Okay, so here's the choices for the people that aren't in the alliance. You have Sophia, who's a child, Lily, who's the governor's girlfriend, and Rosita.
Well, it seems that Abraham is kind of a power player over at the Woodbury tribe. Mm-hmm. You know, he just led this challenge. You know, he commanded his troops to victory. Don't you think that they want to wound Abraham?
No, but I think that you would wound the governor more. But I think that Rick wants to hurt the governor. You know, I think Lily probably would have been the first one out had it not been for Bob's bad performance in the challenge that cost them.
Do you think that Lily is worse in the challenges than Rosita?
No, I don't think that she's worse in the challenge, but I think Rick can't trust her.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think that Rick has trust issues with her and wonders if she's a mole for the governor. And, you know, she's sort of like the Julie where she's like, hey, that's not my game, you know, that he's
but
playing
Julie's,
over there.
But Julie's been doing really well. You know, the Julies and the Monicas of these blood versus water scenes, they do okay.
Yeah, they do okay, but Rick can't trust her.
Extenuating circumstances. Yeah. Lily's gone.
Rick can't trust her. Lily is the second player voted out of Survivor San Juan del Terminus.
Oh, poor Lily. You know, good for Lily that she got the chance to play, though.
She got to play.
In and of itself is a victory.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the third episode. Okay. And this is going to be a battle between who?
All right. We're at our next duel. Who's this going to be between?
All right. So it was Wes and Keith did the third duel in this Survivor San Juan del Sur.
We shouldn't miss the drama. How upset is the governor that Lily is gone?
Yeah. Governor, take a look at the new Atlantean tribe. Lily voted out of tribal council last night. Rick, I swear to God. I'll make you pay for this.
He's going to kill Carl. He's coming after Carl.
You'll pay, Rick.
Retribution.
I swear. Okay. Oh. This Blood vs. Water season is so, there's so much drama.
It's intense.
Okay.
It really is. All right. So who's going to compete in this one? What was this challenge again?
All right. This was where it was West. This was like with that. You had like that big like pizza spatula and you had to like move the tiles over.
Right. Well, I think then you got to have Glenn competing in this one. Former pizza delivery boy.
Okay. So this is Glenn versus his girlfriend, Maggie.
Yes.
All right. So heads is Glenn wins and tails Maggie wins. Do you want to flip the coin or you feel like you have a good sense of who's going to win this one?
I think Glenn's got this.
Maggie is going to Exile Island.
Maggie's going to Exile. And
what does Glenn win for his tribe?
He wins.
This week, the reward is an additional 20 feet of chain link fence for their Doma to keep the zombies out.
That's pretty good.
That's good. That's a big reward out here.
Is that the San Juan del Terminus equivalent of a tarp?
Yes.
That's really good.
Yes. Helps good keep job, the Glenn. Zombie out. All right. So it was Glenn that wins immunity. Glenn, how does it feel to send your girlfriend Maggie to Exile Island?
You know, it's tough, Jeff. But she's strong. She'll do well out there. I believe in Maggie.
Love you, Maggie.
Love you, Maggie.
Love you.
Love you so much.
Maggie, does it bother you to have your boyfriend, Glenn, send you to Exile Island?
I know he's just doing what he had to do for the tribe.
I know he thinks I can handle it.
I can handle it. Okay. And I can't. I'm right. Tough. Strong.
Glenn, who are you going to send to Exile with Maggie?
I think he's sending Rick.
Rick goes back to Exile again.
I think Rick's going back to Exile. And you know what? I think that's interesting. I think it's interesting that Rick keeps going to Exile. I think people should be looking at this.
Yeah. Now, is Rick trying to like have a mole over in the Woodbury camp? Is he sort of like Maggie, tell me everything that's going on with the governor. What's he doing here? How's he treating you guys?
He wants to find out how things are going over there. And, you know, he's got to be a little bit worried because, you know, Rick is identifying himself as a power player. And if Woodbury goes to tribal council, Rick's son could be in real danger.
Does Rick feel like he has the numbers no matter what? Because when they merge, that he's going to be able to pull over. He'll be able to pull over Maggie. He'll be able to pull over Carl.
Yeah, I think Rick feels pretty good. I mean, basically everybody in the game is going to be loyal to Rick.
The only thing that could really screw up Rick's plan is if Rick keeps going to council over and over again and then just gets really decimated before the merge.
Yeah, but I mean, that might even be good for his tribe. You know, he might be able to come in with smaller numbers and link up with the Woodbury people that are loyal to him. So it might work out. I wouldn't count out Rick. I think that it's still pretty good.
All right, let's see what happens in the third immunity challenge, which according to Survivor Vanuatu, it's the castaways must dig 7 ladder rungs out of the sand in order to assemble a puzzle-like ladder. First person, this was actually, they sent both tribes to tribal council in Survivor Vanuatu. Is that what we're doing here?
Are we doing a double boot?
Is one person going to go to the other tribe and assign an individual immunity?
Oh my God, the Atlanteans are just getting decimated.
Okay. All right, so let's do that. Let's do by the Survivor Vanuatu rules. And both tribes have to vote somebody out tonight.
Oh gosh.
And so they got a little bit of a reward also. Let's just figure out which tribe won the reward.
All right, I think it's a coin flip.
Okay, coin flip. Who won the reward? Heads is Atlanteans, tails is Woodbury. Woodbury wins again.
My God.
All right. So both tribes are voting somebody out. So Rick has a choice here. What does he want? Who does he want to vote out of his alliance? Sophia or Rosita?
I think at this point, you know, he's got to be careful. Like he's got to think who's likelier to join him when there's a swap or a merge. Is Abraham or Carol going to be more likely to be loyal to Rick here?
I think if you vote out Rosita, you send Abraham right into the arms of the governor.
I think so, too.
And so I think the move is you vote out Sophia. Sophia's a child, one.
She is a child, but doesn't that provide Carl with some protection? Isn't that like the Tony Spencer thing where Tony wants to keep Spencer around because he makes him look less threatening? If you've got two children around, maybe no one's going to just like target Carl immediately.
I think that's getting a little too cute.
Getting a little cute.
I think
if Rick gets rid of Sophia here and he just, you know, kind of trusts that Carol is going to come back to his side, I think that's going to bite him later on.
It might, but I think Rick is thinking that he'll be able to smooth things over with Carol. He's got to win challenges.
And he's pretty good at smoothing things over with Carol.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I think Sophia is gone.
Sophia is the third person voted out of Survivor San Juan del Terminus. Now, the Woodbury has to go to tribal council for the first time. Who do they want to vote on now? So we're assuming that the governor is calling the shots here, but is it possible that the tribe could overthrow the governor before he really gets rolling?
Well, who's really going? And we're talking about what side is Andrea on at this point? Because she's always such a flip-flopper.
She is a flip-flopper. All right, who's in the governor's alliance? Here's the tribe. All right, so it's the governor, Merle. You got to imagine Merle's with the governor.
Yeah.
Herschel. Yeah. He's not working with those guys.
No.
Carl.
Carl's a bad guy sometimes.
Yeah, but he's not working with the governor.
I think Abraham might be working.
Abraham could be with the governor. Carol. She doesn't know that Sophia got voted out yet.
She doesn't know yet.
Yeah. Andrea.
Andrea could be with the governor.
That's possible. Maggie. Maggie's not with the governor.
No. He did naughty things to her.
Sasha.
Sasha was at Woodbury.
She was at Woodbury at one point, but would she go with Maggie, Carl, and Herschel?
I don't know. It's a tough call. What do you think?
I think that she's a swing vote right now. I think she's probably going to go with what Maggie does.
Okay.
And Maggie is with the Herschel and Carl. So basically, this is going to come down to a 4-4 vote with Carol being the deciding vote, swing vote.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Does Carol vote for tribe strength?
Hmm.
If she votes for tribe strength, I don't think she's getting rid of the governor.
Yeah.
You know, she's all about preserving the team.
Well, maybe do they not go after the governor and go after one of his lieutenants? Do they go after like Merle because Merle's just being a douche?
Merle is a douche. He's kind of like Samoa Ben.
Yeah.
Highly offensive, racist.
Yeah. Like the governor has been doing great in the challenges. Merle, he lost the showdown against Daryl. He's probably being a real jerk to everybody. You know, the women probably don't feel safe around him. I could see Merle being the first one voted off, even though the governor. Well, who the governor is people voting for?
Merle's the Drew Christie of San Juan del Terminus.
Yeah, he could be.
And, you know, we already got our big Daryl versus Merle showdown.
Yeah.
So, I think we're okay to lose Merle here.
All right, so the votes come in. So the governor, Merle, Abraham, and Andrea are voting for who?
The governor, Merle, Abraham, and Andrea. I think they're voting for Carl.
They're voting for Carl, but where Herschel, Carl, Maggie, Sasha, and Carol vote for Merle, Merle is the first person voted out of Woodbury.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's very exciting. Very exciting. This was a good tribal council.
Yeah, hashtag blindside.
Blindside. All right, so now we are beyond where we are in Survivor San Juan del Sur. So now we're sort of trying to wing it. All right, so going by what it is in Survivor Vanuatu, they did the memory game. All right, so it's a battle of, there's a bunch of items, covered items. Underneath, we have Michonne's sword is one of the covered items.
Yes. Merle's hand.
Merle's hand, yes.
Bob's they cut off leg, the other hand.
Bob's
too.
Foot, yeah.
Bob's foot, yeah, Herschel's foot.
Okay, so
the governor's eye.
All of the covered items are underneath the thing, and so this is going to be another battle between two people. Who you got?
I think we're going to see. Let's give this one to. How about Beth and Herschel?
Beth and Herschel. Okay, well, this is a challenge that Herschel could really win.
Yeah, yeah, and I think he does.
Herschel gets his memory is not faded.
Woodbury on a roll here.
Herschel, how does it
like
feel?
Is he like the Tom Westman of the season?
He's hanging in there.
Yeah.
Herschel, how does it feel to send your daughter Beth to Exile Island?
It hurts, Jeff. I feel very bad.
Beth, well, how does it feel to know your dad sent you to Exile Island?
I'm so scared.
All right.
I can't do it on my own.
Who does Herschel send to Exile Island with Beth?
Oh, now this is tough. Maybe he's sending Maggie.
To Maggie to go take care of her.
He's sending his other daughter to keep the daughters together.
Okay, so Maggie and Beth go to Exile Island together. All right, let's get to the immunity challenge here in the fourth episode of Survivor San Juan del Terminus. Okay, heads is the Atlanteans win immunity, and tails is the Woodbury tribe wins immunity. And it's tails again. Can you believe it?
Oh, my
God! I swear to God, no shenanigans going on. So Atlanteans are going back to Tribal Council, and it looks like this is an easy vote, seemingly, for Rick and company.
Yeah. Do they just get rid of Rosita?
Yeah. I mean, is there anything that we're not thinking of where they could be pulling anything anything sneaky here? You got Rick, Daryl. Well,
it's really got to be Rosita who's fighting for her life here if she wants to you know, stick around. I mean, otherwise, what's going to happen? And it seems like Abraham's allied with the governor, so getting rid of Rosita already is probably good.
Yeah.
I think Rosita's toast. I think it's an easy vote.
Does Rosita try to get like a women's alliance going? Does she try to pull in Beth and Michonne and say, hey, that the guys are just going to pick you off one by one? Look at all the people they voted off. They voted off Sophia. They voted off Lily. You're next, Michonne. You're next, Beth.
No, I see more Christina Cha happening with Rosita here.
Okay. So sadly,
she just lays down her sword and dies.
Oh, man. So Rosita is gone. And I think that all pretty much ensures that Abraham is working with the governor at this
point. He's with the governor now.
And so now, how was the reaction when we went to Hero Arena and said, all right, Woodbury Tribe, get your first look at the Atlanteans. Sophia, the latest person voted out of the tribe.
I think that Carol is very upset. I think Carol's not happy about it.
Yeah. She didn't even get back together with her.
We saw what happened to Carol when Sophia, came out of that barn as a zombie. She was really wrecked by that for quite a while.
Okay. Boy.
And I think that was the real transformation point for Carol to kind of go down this darker path. So I think that Rick made an enemy of the wrong person here.
Yeah. So they sort of look at Rick almost like how the other tribe, how Jeremy and Natalie looked at John Rocker, that Rick is the ringleader.
You fools, get rid of Rick.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, Glennie, get rid of Rick.
Glennie, come on, you fool.
You idiot.
Let's talk about episode number 5. Do we have a shakeup here?
Ooh.
Do we have a swap?
Is it time, or are we gonna play this through? Are we gonna keep these tribes? Are we gonna see if the Atlanteans can ever win immunity?
Let's keep it the same because for the interest of time, that it's gonna be too confusing for us to do a swap.
I think so. I don't think we've got the brain power.
We don't have the brain power for that. Okay, let's go to our next challenge. Okay, we have to send two more people to the Hero Arena.
Oh gosh,
who you got?
Oh man, well the choices are, it's kind of thinning out at this point. I think it's Michonne's turn against Andrea.
Michonne versus Andrea. Michonne's going to smoke Andrea in the challenge, right?
You have no respect for Andrea, do you?
No, none.
None. Okay, so I guess Michonne's winning this.
Okay, point. We don't even have to figure out what it is.
No.
All right. So
it's a chop the limbs off of zombies and walk around for 3 months undetected.
Okay.
Challenge.
Michonne wins. So Michonne, how does it feel to send your friend Andrea to Exile Island?
Eh.
Yeah. Andrea, eh. Does it bother you that your friend Michonne sent you to Exile?
I think Andrea's pissed.
She's mad.
She's mad. She was always mad when Michonne was acting crazy.
Okay. So who are they going to send to Exxon? Now, they got to be strategic here because they want to make sure Andrea is going to, you know, go with Rick and company after the merge. But she's back with the governor right now.
I think they send Rick again.
They send Rick as
I think they keep sending Rick. And I think, frankly, Rick is volunteering for this job over and over again.
Yeah. So Rick is going to go to Exile Island. But this is a lot of intrigue because this is the governor's girlfriend here. And
yeah,
now here's Rick.
The governor's not happy about it.
The governor is just fuming. Who does Rick think he is going to Exile Island with my woman, Andrea?
Andrea!
Yeah. And so Rick is probably like, oh, so what's going on over there, Andrea?
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh, nothing. You know, I'm with everybody else. We voted out Merle. You saw that." So she's trying to play both sides now. She's trying not to let on that she's with the governor.
Yeah, yeah. She's like trying, the one that's trying to like broker this. Is she trying to get like a truce to happen, or is she just trying to not pick sides?
I think she's trying not to pick sides. I don't think she's at the truce stage quite yet. We'll see. We'll see at the merge.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see. We'll see ultimately what ends up happening. Let's go to our immunity challenge here. And so the immunity challenge is going to be a race through the jungle to retrieve paddles as part of a canoe. And then once all the pieces are gathered, then they have to assemble their canoe and paddle out to the ocean to retrieve the flag.
Oh, man, that's a serious challenge.
That's a serious challenge here. All right. Heads is Atlanteans. Tails is Woodbury, wins immunity. And... it's heads. Atlanteans get one.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, guys.
Okay, so Atlanteans win immunity for the first time.
Oh, wow. It took you long enough.
Yes. Okay, so now Woodbury goes to back to Tribal Council, and let's see what happens. Now, the Ricks people, the people that voted out Merle, have the numbers advantage, 5-3.
Yes.
So we have Herschel, Carl, Carol, Maggie, and Sasha. They voted together last time against the governor, Abraham, and Andrea. But now, what about Carol?
Yeah, I think Carol has been pushed to the dark side.
Yes.
I would be worried. I would be worried about the governor, Abraham, Carol, and Andrea getting together. And now, is it going to be a tie?
Well, it could be, but could they swing somebody else over?
Maybe Sasha. I mean, they did get rid of Bob first.
Yeah, they did get rid of Bob, but I think Sasha kind of understands that.
You think Sasha gets
it?
Where are they going to swing?
Maggie and Herschel, they're going to stick together. Carl's not going anywhere.
I think the only person they could swing is Sasha.
No, I don't think Sasha's going to flip, though.
Well, then it's going to be a tie, or Carol is going to stick with the numbers and go against the governor.
So what happens if it's a tie? I don't think that Carol is going to. Like, I could see Carol not being afraid of pulling a rock.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Do you think we'll have a tie vote?
I guess we've got a tie.
I mean, we could easily have a tie here. I'm just trying to think, is anybody get scared and back off of the tie? Is anybody not have the cojones for a tie vote right now?
I could see, you know, Carl not wanting to draw rocks.
So Carl would vote with the governor?
Just for this one, just to make sure they're not drawing rocks.
And who would they want to? But I feel like they'd be wanting to vote out Carl.
Well, Carl could feel like it would be, you know, he could come to the governor and say, if you don't vote for me, we don't have to draw rocks. I'll vote for you. I'll vote with you on this one.
Interesting. And then who would they vote out?
I think maybe they're voting out. They're voting out Herschel?
maybe Carl thinks that Herschel is bad in the challenges, but Herschel just did win at Redemption Island Arena.
He did win at Redemption Island
in this
Arena.
Episode.
But, you know, he does have one leg.
Hmm.
And that's tricky.
Does Carl have beef with Herschel?
He's probably like, I don't like hanging out with the grandpa. I want to hang out with the cool people on this tribe.
Hmm. I don't know. I was on board with this voting out Herschel, but he won the challenge in this. But it was a memory challenge. Maybe nobody was impressed.
Who would he turn against? I think he would turn against Herschel. I don't see him turning against the others.
Okay. All right. For the sake of the story, let's keep it going. Did Carl flip?
Carl flipped on Herschel.
Oh my God. Carl voted with those guys because he looked at it like, hey, I'm protecting Maggie and Sasha by doing this.
Yeah. And Maggie and Sasha are not buying that.
And myself. Hey, that Carl is like Sandra. He's like, you know, anybody but me. Three more days.
Everybody right now is really mad at Carl.
Yeah. Well, they don't exactly know what happened because now the next day.
I also think that Carl feels pretty confident that, you know, when the tribes merge, he's going to be able to go back in with his dad.
Yeah. And he'll win every immunity.
Exactly. He's a challenge beast.
I win. Okay. So now when we get to Redemption Island Arena the next day, Atlanteans, get a look at the new Woodbury tribe. Herschel voted out at Tribal Council last night. And they're all like a buzz. Like what? Herschel?
It's a shocker. And no one can figure out exactly what happened here.
Nobody can figure out exactly what happened. Maybe they'll get some more information at Exile Island. All right. So who are the pairs that are still left in the game? You have Rick and Carl.
Right.
You have Glenn and Maggie. They've already faced off. Beth and Herschel. And Michonne. Okay, so nobody can face off anymore.
Oh, man.
So what do we do?
Square one.
What do we do? Should we have a team reward challenge at this point?
How many people are left in the game?
This is, I believe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. A little early for a merge. Yeah. It's only the sixth episode.
So we have to have one more.
Yes. All right.
Do we throw Maggie and Glenn at each other again?
Well, you know what? What if they come in you know, Rick is so mad they voted out Herschel. And, you know, Rick says to Jeff Probst, Jeff, I want the governor.
Wow.
We have Rick versus the governor.
at, and you know, Probst is like, if it's cool with Woodbury, we're good for this.
Let's
this
see
is
it.
Your game, you make the rules.
Hey, let's do it. Rick versus the governor at Redemption Island Arena.
Wow, this is good TV. This is like a
Hero Arena.
This is mid-season finale material.
Yeah, this is really good. Okay, so the challenge is that they have to retrieve a bunch of pigs and put them back into the pen.
Oh, man.
Now, do these pigs have the virus?
it's possible.
Did they ever explain that? If it was because of the pigs they got the virus?
I don't know.
The less we think about
the virus story, all right, the better. All right. The Walking Dead is really good right now, Rob. Let's not jinx it.
All right. So who's going to win? Rick versus the governor in catching the pigs and putting them into the pen?
It's a tough call. I think it's a toss-up between
toss-up.
These two. They're both, you know, alpha males. They're both providers for their tribe.
All right, here we go. Here's the flip of the coin. And heads is Rick, tails is the governor. It's heads. Rick wins in the head-to-head showdown, sends the governor to Exile Island. In your face, governor.
In your face, governor.
I'll get mine, Rick. You don't worry about me.
You don't worry about me.
I'll be fine. My life is fine, Rick.
My life's fine.
Okay. Who does Rick send to Exile Island with the governor? Got to send maybe Daryl. Daryl could hold his own against the governor. We haven't talked much about Daryl.
Sure. I think Daryl could hold his own against the governor.
Okay.
And that makes for a very interesting Exile Island possible alliance.
Yeah.
Because governor, he was buddies with Merle.
Yes.
And he says to Daryl, he says, I was friends with your brother. I looked out for your brother.
It's a shame what they did to your brother, Daryl.
Your friend Rick is getting too powerful.
Yeah. I tried to protect Merle. I kept him under my wing.
Does he give Daryl the numbers? Does he tell him who he has on his side?
Yes. I think he comes clean. And he says...
what does he have to lose, right?
What does he have to lose? Because... And he says to Daryl, he's like,
Carl was the one that flipped against Herschel.
Yeah. Even Rick's son is recognizing how powerful his father is.
Yeah.
Daryl's like, nah. And he's like, It's true, Daryl.
It's true. Look at the numbers, Daryl.
Oh, my God. All right. So let's go back and announce.
Well, we should also think about, so at this point, it's a pretty elaborate immunity clue. And we haven't talked about who on Woodbury might have that immunity idol. Is the governor going to go back and get an immunity idol?
Oh, okay. Well, who has the clue? Let's see. If Daryl gets the clue, he doesn't share it with the governor, right?
Probably not.
Okay. So let's see. Daryl or the governor? And the governor gets the clue. It's tails. All right.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I think the governor, unless he's an idiot,
yeah,
he's
got.
To go
we don't
back.
Even have to flip the coin. The governor is going to find the hidden immunity idol.
He's got an idol now.
The governor. So Rick has the idol and the governor has the idol. This is the best season of Survivor they've ever had.
Everything's coming up, Philip.
So let's go back. And do we get to a point where is one of the tribes thinking about throwing the challenge to protect numbers on the other side? Should we talk about that at all?
Well, I think the only tribe that would be doing that would be Woodbury.
I mean,
but even then, you know, it's chaos at Woodbury right now.
Yeah, because the Atlanteans, they're not going to throw a challenge. Like if they still had Rosita around, maybe they would think about throwing a challenge.
I don't think anyone's throwing a challenge. I think everyone is in this to win this right now.
Yeah. Let's see. The governor, after they voted out Herschel, is Carl back with Andrea and Maggie and Sasha?
I don't know. I think that they're mad.
I'm sorry, Carl. So Maggie is going to be pissed at Carl now for voting out her dad.
Maggie's mad at Carl. Sasha's not pleased with Carl. I think it doesn't really make sense for Carl to flip back to those guys. That's not where the numbers are anymore.
Does Carol come to the governor and say, hey, let's throw this challenge and then let's vote out Carl?
Wow, because he's unpredictable?
He's unpredictable. He's Rick's kid. He voted out Herschel. Well, Carol voted against Herschel also. But
it's possible, but then they leave Maggie and Sasha in the game to align with some of those Atlanteans when the two tribes
merge. They're going to do it anyway. Yeah, they're down.
Yeah, I know. So why wouldn't you get rid of one of those guys when Carl has proven some semblance of loyalty to you?
I mean, sure, you could throw the challenge now and vote out Maggie and Sasha.
Do you think that's what they do?
I mean, it's a very devious plan.
I think they're going to vote out Maggie, dude.
Okay. So maybe they throw the challenge and it's like, Rick, there's nothing you can do about it. We're voting out Maggie tonight.
Oh my God. And Gwen's like, no.
Yes. Sorry. You just wrote Maggie's death sentence by winning that challenge today, Rick.
Oh my God. And Beth is crying.
Yes. Maggie.
And Rick does that thing where he cries a lot.
Yeah. Maggie, the tribe has spoken. All right.
Daryl quietly impressed.
Yes. Do you want to merge at 11?
I think we're merging.
Okay. Let's merge. And here's the tribe at the merge. So Rick, Daryl, Glenn, Beth, and Michonne. That's only a tribe of five. And then on the other side, Governor, Carl, Abraham, Carol, Andrea, and Sasha. So they have six. They actually have a numbers advantage, but Sasha is the swing vote. Well, you would think that Carl is going to go back with Rick.
You would think so.
You would think so.
And Governor says to Carl, I understand, little one. I get why you have to go back to your daddy.
Yeah.
I understand, Carl. If you ever decide that you want to try working with me, you let me know.
All right. So we'll figure out what happens after the merge. But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor of this amazing, fantastic podcast. And those are our friends over at Swagbox. And, you know, on Survivor, you have to win a challenge to get rewards, Josh. And it's hard. But Swagbox makes it really freaking easy to get rewards, because all you have to do is go online shopping at stores like Amazon, Walmart, Target, Groupon, and Costume Supercenter, stores like that. And then you can get up to 14% cash back in rewards points when you start on Swagbox.
Wow.
How about that?
That's amazing.
Swagbucks works just like any other rewards program that you might get at a particular store, but Swagbucks works at multiple stores across the internet, and they are going to be saving you money on Halloween costumes this year in particular. I know a lot of people are into the Walking Dead Halloween costumes.
Which Walking Dead character would you be for Halloween, Rob?
If I was going to be any Walking Dead character, I would be the Governor.
That's a pretty good costume.
I love the Governor. It would be easy. Because I don't like these costumes where I'm wearing like a lot of, like, sometimes people get these costumes where they're like, you know, they can't fit indoors and they're like, it's like a, like, if they have to go to the bathroom, it's like a 20-minute process. Like, the Governor would just be an eye patch and maybe you're holding a gun and then that's your costume.
I think I'd be Dale.
Dale?
I just like get like a white beard. I'm already kind of pudgy. I could have like the fisherman's hat.
Yeah.
I just like stick my belly out all around. But I'm Dale.
Yeah. That would be
No one would
good.
Remember me. Maybe I'd have like my guts hanging out or something like that.
That would be good.
I'd just be complaining about everything.
So if you don't want to go through all the trouble of making your own costume, because who wants to deal with that? Why don't you go on Swagbucks and get set up, get 14% cash back when you shop at Halloween retailers like Costume Supercenter and also department stores like Target.com. So get 14% cash back. You'll also get a $5 gift card if you spend $75 or more in the Halloween shop at stores like Target, Groupon, Living Social, and Costume Supercenter. So go to swagbucks.com/RHAP, get up to 14% cash back and a $5 gift card. It's free to join and easy to save money. Swagbucks.com/RHAP. All right, let's talk about life after the merge. And first, should we give out the individual immunity? Do we have a merge feast at Terminus?
It's an awkward merge feast.
It's a merge feast and it's Maggie.
It's Maggie.
Oh my God.
They're just eating Maggie burgers. Okay. And it is gross.
But they're hungry.
They're hungry. They'll eat what they got to eat.
Okay. So how do we determine individual immunity here?
I don't know. What's the challenge?
Okay.
What was the first Vanuatu immunity, individual immunity?
All right. So we are merging a little bit earlier than they did in Vanuatu.
That's okay.
Okay. So they were still on to a team immunity challenge.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So they had to do a slingshot thing. Okay. So typically, this has got to be endurance.
Let's call it endurance.
Okay. So what endurance challenge from Survivor history do you want? You want like the hold your arm over the bucket of water, like the classic Africa merge challenge?
Yes. And I want the Governor singing Tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. I love you tomorrow.
All right. So everybody's standing there, and this will give the Governor like ample time to talk about what a douche Rick is.
Yeah. He's really throwing Rick right under the bus.
And so, okay, so everybody's standing there with their arms up in the air. Okay.
He's airing out all the dirty laundry. You guys think you can get to the end with Rick?
Yeah. Rick ain't going to let you get close to that money.
Not while his son's still in the game. Yeah. Sorry, Carl.
All right. So do we have to talk about breaking up the pairs? So here are the pairs that are still in the game. Obviously, Rick and Carl.
Our pair.
Yes. They are a big, they got to be a big threat.
They got to be a big threat.
Okay. Michonne and Andrea are technically a pair.
They're technically a pair, but they have, you know, they're kind of not thrilled with each other right now.
Yes.
Because of everything that had to do with exile, and I don't think Michonne approves of Andrea sleeping with the governor, which is also awkward because the governor came into this game with Lily, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's only two pairs left. So do the singles get together and want to vote out Rick and Carl and Michonne and Andrea?
The question is everybody ballsy enough to go against Rick?
And how many people know he has the idol?
I don't know if anybody knows that he has the idol.
Would Rick tell people he had the idol?
Who do you think he would tell? I think he would tell Carl.
Yes.
Son, I have the idol.
Does Carl let anybody know that? Does Carl slip up at some point and say like, yeah, well, my dad's got the, people are like, you know, Carl, people are going to be coming after your dad at some point in the game. And maybe they come after you. And he's like, well, I'm not worried. My dad's got the idol. Oops.
Ooh. Yeah, that could be. I could see that.
All right. First, so who's going to win this immunity?
I think Carol might win this one. This seems like a good Carol win.
Yeah.
Endurance challenge.
And so Rick might be in for a wake-up call here because then he's going to go to Carol and talk about the numbers that we have. And obviously, Rick wants to split the vote against the governor because the governor went to Exile Island, but he could have the idol. And this is where things could get tricky with splitting the vote because Rick doesn't exactly know how many votes he has.
Does he have enough numbers to do a good split? Because let's look at the governor. The governor has four. He's got Carol, he's got Abraham, and he's got Andrea. So can Rick split the votes well enough against that four?
Yeah, Rick thinks that he probably has Andrea too, and he also thinks that he has Carol.
What do you think, Rob? Do you think that he has them?
So Rick in his head thinks he has, it's 9-2. He thinks it's everybody versus the governor and Abraham. So he's like, okay, let's put 5 votes on the governor and put 4 votes on Abraham.
Interesting.
Okay. So they're doing the vote split.
Okay.
And so, but meanwhile, now if Andrea is one of the 5 and then, you know, you could have it be where they end up pulling a fast one on Rick and he ends up getting voted out with an idol.
Oh my God. Wow. Blindside.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably really the only way you're going to get Rick out of this game.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, how is that going to work? So Carol and Andrea are going to stay with the governor and Abraham here.
Yeah. So maybe they say, okay, let's put 5 votes on the governor. So maybe it's the guys. So Rick, Daryl, Glenn, Carl are supposed to vote for the governor. And
that's
maybe
4 on the governor.
That's 4. And then they think that Beth, Michonne, Sasha, Carol, who am I missing?
Beth, Michonne, Sasha, Carol, Andrea.
Okay. Yeah. Sasha, Carol, Andrea. So maybe but Rick would want to vote for the governor.
He would love to vote for the governor. Maybe does he screw it up?
No. I think maybe they put the 4 votes on the governor and like Carol, and then the other 4 women vote for Abraham.
Okay.
Okay. But if Carol and Sasha, Carol's one of the votes for the governor.
Yeah, she's sticking with the governor. She's got a new buddy here.
Yeah. Does she screw over Daryl, though?
Or, you know, the governor has already worked over Daryl a little bit.
They pull Daryl over, too?
Does Carol say to Daryl, come work with me for a minute, and then we'll slit the governor's throat in, like, 2 votes?
Oh, my God.
Is the Carol-Daryl thing, is that, like, the secret power alliance of this whole season?
They're like the Malcolm and Denise?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. So
does Carol convince Daryl, you know, your buddy Rick, probably he's got that idol. Now's the time. And then you and I, we can work together. Governor's fond of you.
Oh, my God. All right. So They split the votes, and ultimately Rick is ready to blindside the governor. He like tells the governor off. He's
there's nothing you can do now, governor. You're screwed. He's like, we'll see about that, Rick.
We'll see, Rick.
Yeah. All right. So Rick blindsided, first one voted off after the merge.
Unreal. He was so set up. He was ready to win this whole game.
Yeah. Is he on the jury?
He's on the jury.
Okay. With the ghost of Maggie?
Well, we should see how does that work out. Is it going to be a final two or a final three this season?
Make it final three.
We're going to do a final three.
Yeah.
I hate final three.
You want to make it final two?
Yeah, let's do final two.
All right. We'll do final two, and what, nine-person jury or seven-person jury?
The nine-person jury.
Okay.
All big
right.
jury.
All right, so Rick's the first person on the jury.
Wow.
So he will wait to be eaten until day 39.
Yeah, they'll eat him at the very end.
Yeah, they'll keep him in the box car up until then. All right. So now we're down to the final 10. Rick is gone.
And who's betrayed him? Has Daryl betrayed him?
Yes. I think Daryl and Carol, like Carol convinced Daryl of like, hey, like this is us. So we have final two deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so now Daryl has switched sides. He is with the governor, with Carol, with Abraham and Andrea.
Yeah.
And so now we've got 5-on-5 and we're facing another tie situation. And you know who hates ties.
Carl
hates
but him. I also could see Carl being like the guy, like this being sort of like an Otis and Vita situation where Carl goes out right after Rick, where Carl's like screw you everybody, you voted out my dad, what do you think you could do better without him? Like I could see Carl having a real tantrum over this,
but there's no numbers to do that yet, and I think that the governor has already had a pretty solid relationship with Carl. Can he talk to him logically and say, I know you're upset with me, Carl, but I could be your father figure out here?
Maybe that's what he does, but Carl is like a real bastard. Like he's like going after Daryl. He's going after everybody that double crossed his dad. He's going after Carol. And I think that he's just, they have to vote him out next.
But there's no way to do it. It's 5-on-5.
What? Everybody could just vote out Carl at this point.
Oh, so even the fivesome that was loyal to Rick, they're going to vote out Carl?
Let's see. Who does the governor have? He has.
So it's the governor, Daryl, Carol, Abraham, and Andrea. Up against Glenn, Beth, Michonne, Carl, and Sasha.
Okay.
I think in this situation, Carl is going to flip over to the governor.
He's going with the governor after the governor voted out Rick. Like, yeah. That's a bridge too far, Josh.
You know, maybe Rick, you know, being out of the game is good for Carl.
I guess so.
You know, he's an individual again. He's not so threatening.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see that. I feel like everybody.
So are we drawing rocks? Even though this is a guy who historically does not like to draw rocks, this Carl.
Could this be the point where they go against the governor? Could they flip it back? No, that wouldn't work either.
Oh my God! Yeah, back to back.
Yeah.
Final 10. A little early for that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what ultimately ends up happening here. This is a really
Well, who has immunity right now? What was the challenge?
The immunity challenge is then they have to race to a series of tall wooden towers in the water, climb to the top, and then navigate a balance beam. This is like a swimming thing.
Okay, who's a good swimmer?
Who's going to be good in the water? I could see Daryl.
I can see Abraham with his military training.
Yeah, let's give it to Abraham. Abraham wins individual immunity.
That's great. Good okay. for Abraham.
All right, so Daryl, Glenn, Beth, Michonne, the governor, Carl, Abraham, Carol, Andrea, and Sasha. Could Glenn be the person that gets voted off?
You think Glenn is going to go with the governor after the governor killed Maggie?
No, I don't think he's going to go with him. I think that he's going to get voted off by the governor.
Oh my God, that's brutal.
So,
but who's going to turn on Glenn?
Who has
we're at a tie. It's a standoff.
Okay. Are we drawing rocks?
We're either drawing rocks or Carl is going to be pragmatic and swing back to the governor.
Do you know Carl Grimes to be that pragmatic of an individual?
He's, you know what? He's a fairly level-headed kid. He survived this long.
Boy.
You know, give that guy some chocolate pudding on a reward challenge. Let's say the governor won reward and chose Carl to go with him on reward, and it was an all-you-can-eat chocolate pudding buffet, and I think the governor's made Carl feel better about this.
Okay. Does anybody have beef with Michonne? Could we get her to get voted off?
Oh, you know, Andrea's mad at Michonne, but Andrea's with the governor. No one on Michonne's side. I mean, that's a tight fivesome other than Carl.
Okay.
Unless Daryl is swinging back to, you know, Daryl and Carol could swing against the governor here.
Okay. Could that happen? Could they end up making a new alliance? Who would be, I guess that would make the most sense. I feel like if Daryl and Carol were able to recruit, you know, Glenn, Beth, I mean, I could see Carol swinging back to now that Rick is gone. She doesn't hate everybody else.
So they're making a new alliance.
Now the governor, he gets blindsided with an idol.
Does he get blindsided with an idol, or does he know that he's about to get voted out?
No, because I think that Carol is smart enough to not let the governor know.
Wow, so the governor's getting blindsided.
Yeah, governor gets blindsided back-to-back against Rick. I think that makes sense.
All right, so who's the new power alliance?
The new power, it's Daryl and Carol.
Daryl and Carol and who?
So they've got Glenn, Beth, Sasha, Andrea with them.
Wow.
And I think Abraham is the next one to go out.
Wow.
They're going to pick off the power players.
So Abraham lost immunity. He gets voted out here?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so now it's the final Daryl, Glenn, Beth, Michonne, Carol, Carl is still there, Andrea, and Sasha.
This is, it's getting really intense.
Okay.
Now, now that both of the immunity idols have been taken out, is there a new one in play?
Yes, yes.
It's and how are they going to get that? Is it a Tyler Perry idol?
No Tyler Perry idol. But there'll be clues of the rewards.
Okay.
Okay. All right, who would be the person to go forage for it? Do you think could it be Daryl? Could it be Glenn? Could it be Michonne?
I mean, Glenn is a good forager. Daryl's a good forager. Daryl's the best tracker in the group.
Yeah. Do you think Daryl could find the idol?
Yeah, he's kind of got like shades of Malcolm. Malcolm was good at finding idols.
All right, so let's say Daryl has the idol.
Okay, Daryl has the idol.
All right, so hidden immunity idol for Daryl. And who is at the core of this alliance? Like, who is in the inner circle of Daryl and Carol?
I think you've got Daryl and Carol.
Yeah.
I think that they probably, who's going to get sympathy points from the jury? I think you got to get rid of Carl because he's got Rick's vote on.
Yeah, yeah, Carl's going off pretty soon. Beth has got to be with Daryl and Carol.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so that's the new alliance. Let me get a Sharpie out. All right, so so you have Daryl and Carol. Beth is with them.
That's the third. Okay. Is Glenn the fourth? You know, are Glenn and Beth kind of a pair?
You could do that. Andrea is not, she has no connection with them.
I think Andrea's out next. Andrea's in trouble.
Okay, so there's probably like a sub-alliance, to use Jeremy's term. So there's like a three, but then who's in the five?
Right.
So is it Glenn and who else? Is it Michonne or is it Sasha?
I think it's probably
Andrea.
It's probably Sasha. You know, Carol's probably pulling in Sasha from the Woodbury days.
Okay. And then who else is in this line? Is it Glenn?
Yeah. So you got Daryl, Carol, Beth, Glenn, and Sasha.
Okay. All right. Sort of a cross-tribal thing is happening. And so Andrea and Michonne are still a pair that's left. Does Michonne get taken out here if she doesn't win immunity?
I think Michonne's in trouble because she's an immunity threat.
Okay. Michonne's an immunity threat. She's out.
I think she's done.
That leaves us with Daryl, Glenn, Beth, Carol, and Sasha, and Andrea and Carl. Final seven.
At what point do any of these guys want to try and bust up the Daryl Carol thing?
Do they know it's a thing?
I mean, I think it's got to be fairly obvious at this point.
Mm, yeah. So, what do you think?
Who would everybody be able to just turn the tables on them at this point? We're at final seven. This is a pivot point.
Yeah, it is. Could we see sort of a Survivor Amazon type flip?
Oh my God.
All right. So
I know you would love that. Is Daryl the Alex Bell?
What does Daryl say to somebody that like, hey, like if it gets to the final, hey, Glenn, when we get to the final four, I'm going to vote with Carol.
Oh my. Yeah, that's a dangerous thing to say.
That is a dangerous thing to say. So, could Andrea, I mean, Carl's still in the mix.
Carl's still in the mix.
Could he go to Andrea and Sasha and say, hey, look, we're next on the chopping block here. Could they pull anybody over?
They might be able to pull Glenn and Beth.
Would they go with them, with Andrea, Sasha, Glenn, and Beth to flip it on Daryl and Carol?
I don't know. That's tough. I don't see why. I don't see why they would do it.
Okay. What if they tried to flip it on Daryl, but he played his idol?
Ooh, and then who gets idled?
Carl.
Carl?
Yeah.
Carl, see you later, Carl.
Oh, man. Oh, what a way to go for Carl. Carl and Rick to both go out on the final seven that way.
You know, Carl had a really good season. I was impressed with Carl this season.
All-star?
I would see him come. He's kind of the Sierra of this Blood versus Wine.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have who's on the jury. So Rick is on the jury. The governor's on the jury. Abraham is on the jury. Michonne is on the jury.
And Carl.
Carl. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Final six. Always tricky. Daryl with no idol. There's another idol in play now. Daryl, Glenn, Beth, Carol, Andrea, and Sasha. So yeah. The Daryl, I would have to think that the Daryl, now did Glenn and Beth flip with Carl and
they
Andrea?
Did.
Oh my God.
So Daryl and Carol are in trouble right now.
They're in trouble, but they're still a pair. So it's almost like we have like these three pairs of two. Andrea and Sasha are a pair. Glenn and Beth are a pair, and Daryl and Carol are a pair.
Yeah, and you know, Daryl and Carol can appeal to a lot of people. Like, listen, we've pissed off these jurors. Everybody on the jury is mad at us. Don't go against us. Look at Beth and Glenn. These are very likable people. I think they could appeal to Andrea, certainly.
So you think that Andrea and Sasha would potentially vote with Daryl and Carol because Glenn and Beth, that they haven't pissed anybody off?
I think they're too likable. I think if you get Glenn and Beth at the end, they're going to win.
That's true.
Although maybe Beth has pissed some people off with her singing.
I could see it going either way. Ultimately, which pair is on the outs? Daryl and Carol, Glenn and Beth, or Andrea and Sasha?
I think Daryl and Carol have their backs against the wall. They got to make some moves.
Yeah. Everybody voted against them last time. I think that Glenn and Beth probably got to go ahead and work together. And either Daryl or Carol's got to win immunity here.
Yeah. Well, also, there was an auction, and somebody bought a clue to the other immunity idol.
Who was it?
Who was it? Do you want to do a coin flip?
Between who? Daryl and Carol? One of them went all in with their money?
I think so.
Oh, my God. Okay. What were the items on the auction?
There was a lot of like food, but again, it was all pretty gross.
Okay.
But everyone's so hungry.
All right. Heads is Daryl. Tails is Carol.
Sure.
All right. It's Tails. Carol got all the right, clue to the idol.
Carol got the clue to the idol. She's got the idol.
Did Daryl win immunity?
What's the challenge?
Final six.
A marksman challenge?
Final six of Survivor Vanuatu. This is going to be when we have, who goes out here? Amy?
This is Amy, yeah.
Okay. So
is this shuffleboard?
Yes.
So this is Terminus, San Juan del Terminus shuffleboard.
Yeah, I could see like Glenn being good at this though.
I could see Glenn being
all right,
great.
Glenn wins immunity.
Glenn wins immunity.
All right. What do you got?
And then I guess, is it pretty easy for everybody to vote for Daryl and for Carol to hang on to that idol?
I think so. All right. Daryl goes out of final five.
You know, Daryl, he tried some stuff. I applaud the effort.
Hey, got to make big moves.
Got to make big moves. Didn't work out.
Got to make big moves. All right. Final five here.
You've got Carol, Beth, Glenn, Sasha.
Carol's the swing vote.
Andrea.
Carol's the swing vote. Does Carol go with Glenn and Beth or Andrea and Sasha?
Carol's the Kathy VO.
Yeah. I think she wants to do the girl power thing.
I think so too.
I think she goes with Andrea and Sasha and they vote against Glenn.
Oh my God, Glenn's gone.
Glenn is gone. And on a season where we were having a hard time casting women, we have an all-women final four.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised at how far Andrea has gone.
Yes, there she is. This is an unlikely final four, but Beth, Carol, Andrea, and Sasha are the final four of Survivor San Juan del Terminus.
Oh my God. And what do you think we want to do here? How is this going to work out? What's in everybody's best interest here?
Let's see. Well, Carol and Beth are sort of like de facto having to work together. They got to break up Andrea and Sasha. Who's going to win?
Is that like a Kathy and Vesepia thing?
Yes, yes. Okay. Who's going to win immunity here?
I mean, I really like Carol's chances.
Yeah, let's give Carol immunity.
I think it's Carol or Andrea are the immunity threats.
Let's give Carol immunity. Okay, and now Carol is going to vote with Beth no matter what. Okay, so now we get to I think somebody's making a fire here.
Someone's making a fire. So you think that Sasha and Andrea are unbreakable?
Yes.
Unbreakable. So it's going to be...
They've been together since the beginning.
So it's going to be Andrea and Beth making fire.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. I think Andrea's got that.
All right, heads is Beth, tails is Andrea. And it's heads. Beth is makes the fire. Andrea has voted out final three.
Oh, my God. It's all coming up Carol. This is all very good for Carol.
This is all very good for Carol. All right. Final three challenge. Okay. Beth, Carol, and Sasha. What's the final immunity?
And on a
no,
hard...
it's an arrow. It's a, she'll hold the bow and arrow.
Oh, my God. Oh, poor Daryl. He would have cleaned up.
He would have cleaned up. Okay. So who's got this? Beth, Carol, or Sasha?
Carol's an immunity hog.
I think Carol's got it again. I think Carol has a clear path to the victory here.
Oh, my God. This is pretty easy.
All right. So Carol wins immunity. Who does she want to go to the end against? Does she want to go to the end against Sasha or Beth?
Oh, well, I think that they're both kind of nobodies. You know, yes, these guys, neither of these people made really big moves in this game.
Yeah. And it's not like, you know, you have Herschel or Maggie on the jury where they're going to vote for Beth automatically.
You know, she's got Glenn's vote.
Yes. Let's see. Who would you say? Who would Carol rather sit against?
I think that Beth's singing has rubbed some people the wrong way.
Oh, my God. So and Sasha, you know, gets voted off?
Anybody who was on Woodbury is going to throw their vote behind Carol over Beth. I mean, Sasha has maybe some friends from the Woodbury tribe. I think she's voting out Sasha.
But if Beth, isn't Beth going to be able to collect all those Atlantean votes that are on the jury? Like, I feel like Sasha.
Oh, that's a good point.
I would vote out Beth here and take Sasha to the finals.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Beth gets voted out, and it's a Carol versus Sasha final two.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's do the votes. Rick, where's Rick going with his vote? Carol or Sasha?
I think he's voting Sasha out of spite.
I think so. He's a bitter juror. He is a bitter juror to the max.
Yeah. Governor's voting Carol.
Yeah. Carol, where do you get the nerve to sit here and talk about integrity?
After what you did.
Yeah. The governor.
Exiled.
Yes, the governor. Now, does the governor hate Carol also?
No, Carol was with the governor.
Yeah, but then she turned on him.
He respects the move.
Respects the move. The governor is like, game respects game, Carol.
I think so. I think governor is a little more level-headed than Rick.
All right. Abraham.
Abraham, was he turned on by Carol as well?
He was sort of, he just ended up being like, he was like the Tammy Leitner to the governor.
Right. He just had to.
Yeah. Where does Abraham go?
I think Abraham, I would probably vote for Carol. I think for similar reasons.
I think so. Okay. Michonne.
Do you think that she's mad at Carol?
She's probably mad at a lot of people. She's probably less mad at Sasha.
I think so. I think she's voting Sasha.
Okay. Carl.
Now the question is, does Carl do what his dad does, or does he respect Carol's big moves?
Yes, because his dad is the head of the bitter jurors, and he's getting all of the bitter jury people together.
So Carl's a bitter juror.
Yes. He's going to vote for Sasha. Daryl.
Daryl, I mean, come on.
He's got to vote for Carol.
Got to vote for Carol.
Okay. Glenn.
I think Glenn's voting for Sasha.
Oh, he's with the bitter jury people.
That's
4 votes Sasha, 3 votes Carol. Andrea.
Ooh.
Andrea was with Sasha all the way.
She was. I think Sasha just won Survivor San Juan del Terminus.
Oh, my God. And Carol got screwed.
Oh, poor Carol.
The winner of Survivor San Juan del Terminus is Sasha? Did Carol make the wrong decision? Should she have taken Beth?
You want to reverse it and see what it would have looked like?
Okay, so if it's Beth, okay, Rick still votes for Beth. Governor still votes for Carol. Abraham still votes for Carol. Michonne, I guess she still votes for Beth.
Maybe not, because she probably hated the singing.
Carl, he probably votes for Beth. He was on the...
loves Beth.
Loves Beth. Daryl still votes for her. Glenn is going to...
He's voting for Beth. He wants to keep it in the Green family.
Yes. And then Andrea is going to vote for Beth. Probably, right?
Yeah, I think Carol was screwed either way.
Carol got screwed.
She got hosed.
Oh, man.
What a bad season.
That was an unsatisfying ending. It was good up until that point. And it's kind of a lame final, too. It's like Samoa.
Survivor San Juan del Terminus is flawed.
Carol was the best player of all time. Oh, man.
Poor Carol. I feel horrible for her.
Yeah.
The jury really screwed this up.
She's had a tough road, Carol.
She had a really hard time this season.
She's coming back for All-Stars.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? She was awesome. Great TV.
Yeah, she's great TV. She'll be back.
She'll be back.
So we'll see what happens with Carol. Speaking of great TV, Josh and I are going to be back covering every episode of The Walking Dead Sunday nights on Post Show Recaps. You can check out our recap of episode number 2. This exercise, I think, is went actually longer than the episode of Walking Dead and our recap of The Walking Dead combined for this week.
A little longer than we planned.
By
a little bit.
Yeah, we came on and was like, all right, I was like, let's shoot for like an hour on this.
How far are we? Like an hour and a half?
Hour 54 minutes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, Josh,
that's what happens when you give children like us all these toys to play with.
Yes.
It just goes on for too long. It was a good birthday party, though.
It was fun. Yeah. What's the hashtag here?
Oh, my God. I would say Carol got robbed, but we don't want to...
We don't want to spoil it.
We don't want to spoil the ending.
We don't want to spoil anything.
Hmm. San Juan del Terminus?
San Juan del Terminus, is that too long or that's good?
It's a pretty long hashtag.
It's a long podcast. It was a long podcast. All right,
San Juan del Terminus.
Let's see if anybody made it to the end of this. I don't think that happened. I think that I'm pretty sure nobody will ever hear these words. that being said, did hear them, we have the utmost respect for you. And also, if you want to hear more about The Walking Dead, you can check out Josh and I every Sunday night on Post Show Recaps and listen to our Post Show Recaps Walking Dead feed at postshowrecaps.com/TWD iTunes. I'll also post the link on robiswebsite.com. All right, Josh, let's wrap this up. Maybe a year from now, Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Riker's got that on lockdown.
I don't know. I'm liking Data's chances.
But that's actually good. It'll make logical choices.
Yes, but will he be able to win the jury over? That'll be the question.
It depends on if they install the emotion chip.
Yes, okay, we'll see. All right, Josh, thanks so much, everybody. If you made it to the end, really, you're an amazing person. Yes, we'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.